14th century, from the beginning of the 1300s till the 1600s, for 300 years, terrible self-searching debate regarding the debacle of Spain. The debate was highlighted by a dispute between two great rabbis. I will discuss this also later in detail. See, all of this is a come on for the next series. The rabbi of Barcelona, Rabbi Shlomo ben Aderet, and the rabbi of Toledo, Rabbi Osher ben Yechiel, known as the Rosh, who was an Ashkenazic Rav who came from France to become the rabbi of the Spanish community of Toledo. This, by the way, was already indicative of the weakness of Spanish Jewry, that they started to import, whenever you have to start to import rabbis, so then that's a sign that the community is not really that strong. Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Aderet represented the traditional Sephardic, noble, tolerant, broad-minded, whatever word you want to use, of Spanish Jewry. The Rosh represented the opinions of Ashkenazic Jewry. The Rosh, when he moved to Toledo, he did not become a Sephardi. He took a Sephardic community and he Ashkenized it, something which the Ashkenazim are very good at doing and have retained that habit over the centuries. And he led, the Rosh led a very severe criticism of the lifestyle of Spanish Jewry, especially of the study of philosophy. And he said that they don't concentrate enough on Torah studies, and that they dissipate themselves in the study of philosophy and other sorts of secular knowledge, and that that will be their undoing. This titanic struggle between these two great men ended in a compromise which was satisfactory to neither, as most compromises work. And that was that until the age of 25, one would not study philosophy. And from that age forward, so then one could. That was an unenforceable compromise. But it's indicative of this struggle. And as the situation of Spanish Jewry deteriorates and becomes worse, the search, just as the non-Jewish world searched for scapegoats, the Jewish world searched for scapegoats. We have the same type of situation going on in a sub rosa fashion, but it's present regarding the Holocaust. Whose fault was it? You have all of the books that come out, right? It has to be somebody's fault. It's not satisfactory enough to say that it's Hitler's fault. So it must be that the Jews were this or the Jews were that. And you have all sorts of varying theories, some of them just terribly shocking. Well, and the same thing happened regarding Spanish Jewry. We had such a marvelous system, and for 350 years we lived here and we were so wealthy, and when now it's all going, it must be because of A or B or C. And you cannot just blame Pedro the Cruel. It must be part of our problem also. And that undertone, that type of dispute, carried itself throughout the discussion in the medieval world. And that's why it's such a traumatic experience what happened to Spanish Jewry.